This is Your Money, Your Community, getting expert opinion on ways to save, protect, and grow your money. And today we talk real estate with local broker Tyson Andrus. Tyson, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. Let's just jump right into it. Tell us a bit about the role that a realtor plays in minding their clients' money, because this is not a small purchase we're talking about. We're talking houses.
Yeah, I mean, you're not spending chump change on a home, right? We're talking anywhere from $250,000 to upwards of over $1 million and sometimes higher. Choosing a realtor is kind of an invaluable step. You want to make sure you're working with someone that's got your best interest at heart and someone whose personality you can align with, someone that's willing to listen and understand your goals and what you're looking for. I mean, there's a significant difference in risk if you're buying for 1 or 2 years and you're planning on reselling versus if you're going to be there for 30 years and you know you're going to be there for 30 years. With regards to the monetary aspect and making sure that, you know, you're sort of in check price point wise, there's certain tools that realtors will use and we should be showing you, you know, what's on the market, what's sold for what price so that you can actually evaluate and make your own decisions based on the houses that you're looking at. I mean, you should be armed with the knowledge to proceed with a purchase and have a very transparent and good understanding of what's going on in the market and also sort of the comparables for the home that you're looking at. You should be able to really take a look at the numbers and say, okay, yeah, this makes sense.
And your concern for the client extends past the initial purchase as well. You're also a bit of a matchmaker, finding people who will help ensure that money is being put to good use down the line, that it's not going into something that may not be a good investment.
With regards to the right people in check, you know, you want to make sure you've got a good home inspector that's going to cover your butt with regards to anything that you may not see on that initial inspection when you're walking through the home to view it. And then mortgage brokers are also very important. In our world, we deal with guys that get stuff done and guys that don't. And, I've seen people lose houses because they've maybe chosen someone that maybe doesn't get stuff done the way that they should. So having the right crew behind the whole process is invaluable.
Every client's a little bit different, right? Everyone has their own opportunities and risks. But is there one general piece of advice that you can give to someone who might walk into your office and ask about what's the best thing that they can do to get themselves prepared and get themselves ready to potentially buy or sell a home?
The important thing, I think, from the ground up is making sure you've got your ducks in a row and, you know, you get those pre-approvals ready and you've got your deposit ready so that you're not at the mercy of time, I guess, when you decide, hey, this is the house I like. If you've got your ducks in a row and you've got the right people behind you, it's easy to sort of jump and get ahead of the competition if there is in fact competition. Houses that are priced appropriately and are in decent shape, we are seeing, you know, 2 and 3 offers on these houses. And then, you know, some of the more higher expensive ones, not so much. But with regards to advice on that point, it's important to have those ducks in a row so that if you do get into a situation where you are in competition, you've already got a leg up.
I imagine you've seen a few people get frozen out just because they didn't have all the papers, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, sometimes people, you know, if you've got to put in an offer that you can't put your deposit in for 72 hours because you don't have it ready, well, you know, the seller is going to say, well, hey, that guy's got the money right now. We're going to go with that offer, right? So you want to make sure you have those ducks in a row.
Tyson, before I let you go, I understand that being a realtor, it requires a public-facing attitude, and you've really integrated yourself into the community. Tell us a bit about how important it is to contribute to the community as much as you do as a realtor.
I'm a big believer that you should leave a community better than what you joined it. And I try to get involved in all kinds of things. We moved from Ottawa about 13 years ago. My wife finished her residency here and wanted to move to Renfrew. She liked the place. And of course, once I got to know what I did as well and said, yeah, let's get it done. And then since we've moved to the community, I currently sit on the board of directors for the Mattaway Aquatic Committee. I'm a big proponent of the pool. I know that's a hot button topic in Renfrew. But I was a lifeguard at the YMCA growing up, and I put myself through college doing that. And I think that, you know, swimming's a life skill. So I'm a big advocate for the pool. I also sit on the board of directors for Upper Ottawa Valley Ringette. You know, and at Royal LePage, we often will make donations to the food bank. Not that long ago, we donated 150 boxes of Kraft dinner to the food bank. I had a client that unfortunately had passed during the listing, and got together with the executors, and we made a decision to make a fairly substantial donation to the food bank on behalf of his name. Every year we pair up with the good folks over at Ottawa Valley Coffee, and we'll set up a tent to hand out candy during that Halloween night that all the kids are running up and down the street. I don't know if you've seen that there. We like to get involved in the community, not just myself personally, but also the brokerage itself is always been a big proponent of being involved in the community, which I think is very important for a realtor. You know, the community supports us, right? And I think it's important to try to give back or do what you can to give back, for sure.
Out of those events that you just mentioned, what was maybe your most favorite?
My favorite is bar none Halloween. I love getting out. I mean, I don't know if you've seen me out there, but I get my face pretty scarred up and pretty scary. I like to scare the kids and like to have fun with the kids down there handing out candy. I think that's my favorite sort of annual thing that we do as a group. It's a fun night.
Well, then it's tricks on the 31st of October and treats all year round at Royal LePage, where Tyson Andrus, our local realtor, handles business. Tyson, always a pleasure to speak with you. And remember, if you want to listen to all of our Your Money, Your Community features, you can do so on our website, rentfortoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.